summer coming, I'm the first one standing in line. For my day in the sun, I've been working till the sun don't shine.
That sounds good. That's the second Clint Black song I've heard today. Oh, I always thought he was one of the...
I like him.
Yeah, I always thought he was underrated, overlooked.
What was the first one? I'm curious. What was the one you heard?
Ship Comes In.
Oh, yeah. Good song.
So back to our topic on cooling your living space. The reason I like misters, and probably one of the... They work really quick, and you could turn them off when you're done. So it's not something that has to be running constantly to work. So you're there, you use it, you're done, you move on.
I love my misting system. I'm turning it on 5:30, quarter to 6 every afternoon, and it runs while we eat dinner on the back patio and then go inside. But the thing about misting systems that people get deceived, there are the economy misting systems that operate off the pressure of your home, which is between 60 and 90 PSI. It's run through a PVC pipe and is put through a fairly large orifice nozzle. That is not a misting system. That's a PP system. And that's what it's going to feel like is being done when you're sitting underneath it.
And they use a lot more water than a professionally installed misting system that has a pump, and it's pressurized, and it's atomized. I mean, it's just breaking it into such small particles that creates what, hint, mist. Not like Rosie said, a little dribble.
Oh, gosh. So you need to invest, if you really want the benefits of a misting system, in a pump that's going to take the pressure of your home of 60 to 90 pounds to something over 1,000 PSI, all right? And then you're going to send that through a stainless steel tubing with small ports about every 2 to 3 feet with micronically small orifice. So you have water being forced at 1,000 pounds pressure through incredibly small holes, truly blasting the water itself into a very, very fine mist. And in the right weather conditions, with humidity very low, the wind not blowing more than a slight breeze, you shouldn't be getting water ponding on your countertop, your tabletop, your chairs, or the surrounding patio area. That mist should be pulverized so fine and so thin that it basically evaporates before it hits the ground. And it will effectively cool the patio area ambient temperature as much as 15 to 20 degrees.
Yeah, I'd love to put some in our horse stalls as well to just come on for 5 minutes every hour. You see it in a lot of dairy farms as well. Not only does that help cool it, but it helps with the dust control as well and the air quality around it. So that's misting systems.
Can I just add to, you know, when you buy a nice quality one, it's going to be more expensive, of course, than just sticking PVC pipe and all that. But Rosie, I think we've had ours for 10 years, and all we do is put the little, you think it's longer?
I think you still had it when I lived there.
Wow. My memory.
It's been at least 10 years, and all I do is replace the filters. But part of the reason for that is because we do have a water softener feeding that misting system. Without a water softener, we'd be having to take the nozzles off every year, soaking them in CLR vinegar.
As a matter of fact, when we first got it, I think we were doing that. So, yeah, Rome, it's probably been longer. But I mean, it's a really nice investment. It gives you a whole room just for the cost of the misting system. So there you go.
It's my favorite way for cooling off a large area in an outdoor area. It doesn't work very well unless it's shaded. So I think we got to talk about how we can shade the area.
Which is what works so great on a porch. You just put it on the edge of the porch, and that's your barrier to the temperature outside of the shade.
Yeah.
So the next method is swamp coolers, evaporative coolers. A lot of these were the way we were cooling our home in the 50s and 60s. It's a machine, big squirrel cage, and it just moves a lot of air over these pads that constantly have water being circulated from the basin of the machine to the top of the pump, and water trickles down these pads, and this big blower is just moving air over the top of it. So it
creates a wave of cool, moist air that is great to blow across your back patio doors.